All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so obviously, we got a lot of stuff going on here with the Harbaugh stuff and assistants leaving, but I want to bring in another portion of our audience. I want to sell you on something, and you guys know, I believe in tanking and all that, but sometimes you say, well, Mike, it's unrealistic. And we usually have those conversations in the offseason, right? Or if a team's in the midst of it, what level they're doing it. But this is different. Last night, the Pistons got worked by the Spurs to fall to 17-21. And in an Eastern Conference where Cleveland is forcibly trying to lose, Chicago's doing the same thing, New York's doing the same thing, Atlanta's doing the same thing, you should be better than 17-21. But the Pistons are on the outside looking into the playoffs right now. They are. And now I have said now for 2 years, I want Andre Drummond out of here. And at different points, I think the fan base has agreed. At other points, I've been made fun of. But I read a great article. And sometimes I think it's a great resource, other times not. But SB Nation, the Pistons site, Detroit Bad Boys, whatever it is. They do a nice job because I like that there's an analytical approach to a lot of this stuff. So shout out to them. But they finally broke. I remember back when I used to be involved with social media. That was a group that did not like me very much because I just wanted Andre Drummond out. My point is they finally broke and wrote this Andre Drummond opus, like a breakup piece. So naturally I go, I got to read this. I have to. And it is a beautiful piece because even the anti-tankers, I think, are coming to the table now and understanding what needs to happen. And there's a site I like to use called Tankathon. Yes, that's a site. But it lays it all out where you stand in the draft every day, what your odds are of attaining certain picks, etc. Now, the Pistons right now have the number 8 pick in the NBA draft. They are a mere game out of moving with Orlando to 7 and another game out from moving to 6 with Washington. Atlanta continues to be pesky and win a couple of games here. Atlanta could be within reach. The 4 teams you're probably not going to be able to reach are Cleveland, Phoenix, Chicago, New York. But I digress. Here's the point. Last night, Andre Drummond looked like he was sedated. He looked like a housewife on a flight to Paris, Xanaxed out of her gourd. Okay? Andre Drummond did not functionally participate in that basketball game the first 3 quarters. And then, of course, Fox Sports Detroit, who has absolutely no integrity, sits there with, oh, Andre's really coming on in the 4th. Yeah, the game's over. Thanks for trying, Dre. Drummond was awful last night. Awful. This team has been awful now for about 20 games. They're 4-14 in their last 18. They're not in the playoffs if the season ended today. And at 17-21, they are headed on a West Coast trip now. Why is this relevant to tanking and Andre Drummond? Simply put, every day you do not deal Andre Drummond, you are hurting this organization. And let me explain why. The new NBA lottery rules, they don't get rid of tanking. But they do give teams that don't tank quite as effectively as the leaders of the pack a better shot. Like right now, you got a 26.3% chance of getting in the top 4. That's Zion Williamson. That's RJ Barrett. That's Cam Reddish. Maybe that's the kid from Murray State, Ja, what the hell's his last name? Oh, my God. Morant. Ja Morant, Bol Bol, whatever you want. If you move to 7, you got a 31.9% chance. At 6, 37.2. And if you get to 5, You got almost a 50% shot of getting in the top four, and you got about a 10% crack of landing Zion. Why is it relevant? Simple. Just because you start a season wanting to win, wanting to make the playoffs, doing everything in your power to, sometimes that decision is taken away from you. And I would argue this team blows to a level that they don't get to make that decision anymore. Reggie Jackson is cancerous. How bad is Reggie Jackson? You're playing Jose Calderon more minutes than him. Whoa. Whoa. Luke Kennard is way behind on the development curve. I don't know what that is. Andre and Blake do not fit together. Andre does not look engaged. See, I can't criticize Blake. Blake busts his ass. I have a respect for Blake Griffin that is so high because a lot of dudes would have been traded here and pouted and cried and bitched and moaned and loafed and brooded. He's done none of it. Blake tries so hard. Now, that's going to wear off. So here's what I would do. And your job as fans is to sell me I'm wrong. A, I'd have a sit down with Blake Griffin and say, here's the deal. Who do you want to play with? How do we put this together to where we can work together so your career can have some meaning? Now, number one with a bullet is to get that lazy, empty number, stat packing goof out of here. I want Andre Drummond out of here. I'm tired of his antics. I'm tired of his stone hands. I'm tired of him being disengaged half the time. I'm tired of his supporters talking about rebounds, all caps. Nobody cares. He's unguarded at 16 feet. No one bothers. And you know what? Here's an idea. Make a shot inside 3 feet. He's the worst center in basketball shooting inside 3 feet. Get out. I would trade Andre Drummond for a song. Get him out of here. Trade Bullock. Trade Galloway. Gut it. You are closer than you think to being a real factor in the pursuit of possibly that once-in-a-decade player in Zion. And the consolation prize is RJ Barrett. Sell me I'm wrong. Tell me again I don't know basketball. Please, it turns me on. Tell me again. Tell me again that Andre and Blake can work together, can thrive together, that somehow it will be better getting the 8 seed and having the Bucks take all 12 points on their head and shove them up your ass. Tell me that's better. Get Andre Drummond out of this damn city. Somebody wake up Goris. It's 11:54 Pacific time. He should be out of bed by now. Somebody wake him up and ask him, hey, do you want to save your franchise? Do you want to sell tickets? You know what the T-Wolves did last night? They fired Tom Thibodeau, their president and their coach. You know why? In bold effing letters in the press release, fan apathy. LCA was so empty last night, you could hear individual people talking, individual people booing. Fan apathy? This is the definition of it. Andre Drummond does not represent this franchise. He doesn't represent this city. He doesn't play with effort. He doesn't play with passion. And his skills, he's fossilized. Get him out of here. Get him out. Trade Bullock, who's a shooter. Trade Galloway, who's a shooter. Get him out. You'll win 12 games the rest of the year. You'll be in the mix for a top four pick. And let's try to build this thing. Now, sell me I'm wrong again. You don't like when I talk tanking in the summer. How do you like it now? 17-21. Impossible to watch. Bad body language by everybody not named Blake. A coach who seems lost. I think coaching this team is going to kill Dwayne Casey. And I have given you the NBA odds, the true odds. No, you're not going to catch Cleveland. But now if you're in that top four, everybody's got a 14% shot at that number one pick. And if you're at five, it's a 10%, about 10.5. You're at six, 9%. I'd argue a 9 or 10% shot at Zion with about a 42% shot of getting in the top four is worth more than anything this team could do over the last 44 games. Talk to me about it. 248-539-9797. And if you disagree, you know the rules. You can't make stuff up. You got to bring me something. Passion would be a good start. But right here and now, it's go time. Trade deadline's February 7th. You're going out to the West Coast. Every day that goes by that you don't deal Drummond is a wasted opportunity. Get him out of here. Really watch this thing sink. 248-539-9797. You let me know what you think of it. 97.1.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.